How exciting is this? 5 weeks, John's Gospel, chapter 6, which includes the Bread of Life discourse. We just had many weeks of Eucharistic processions across the United States, and finally culminating in 55,000 people gathering in Indianapolis, Indiana, for praise and worship and adoration of Almighty God by the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Eucharist. And now we have 5 weeks to where we can really focus our attention. If you have a Catholic commentary at home, these 5 weeks would be a good time to pull it out. Now, obviously, it needs to be a Catholic commentary because our understanding of the Eucharist is different from our separated brothers and sisters. And I want to touch on the last part of chapter 6 of John's Gospel. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but I think we need complete context in which to understand what's taking place today. So at the end of the Gospel, what we will hear on the last Sunday in August, Jesus has repeatedly told them, "I am the bread of life. I am the living bread come down from heaven. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." He makes it very clear that he is the bread of life. And so on that last part of chapter 6, many of the disciples are saying, "This is hard to take. How can he give us his flesh to eat?" And many of his disciples walked away and no longer accompanied him. If you look at that, Jesus didn't call them back and say, "Guys, you misunderstood. I was only talking symbolically." He didn't say that. He let them walk away. And then he turns to the others and asks, "Do you too wish to leave?" My dear people, the Eucharist is true. The Catechism states that the Eucharist is the source and the summit of our faith. Everything flows from the Eucharist, everything flows back to the Eucharist. And if you look in the Catechism, paragraph 1345, there is a letter from St. Justin the Martyr written around the year 155 AD, describing what we do on the Day of the Sun. 155 AD, and if you read it and look at the similarities of what we are doing in 2024, it is amazing. We have been following the mandate of Jesus from the beginning. Now, when we come to Mass every week, and we are here, it is the one sacrifice of Calvary being made present to us. The love, the mercy, the compassion, the forgiveness, the healing that Jesus poured out from the cross is being poured out for us right here every week when we come to Mass. My question is, are we going through the motions on autopilot? Or are we truly entering into the mystery of faith? Sometimes in the past when I've done workshops on the Eucharist and I mention that the Catechism states full conscious and active participation, I have people come up to me during the break and they'll say, "Well, I'm not a lector, I'm not a communion minister, I'm not an usher, I don't belong to the choir, I'm just in the pew." Full conscious and active participation isn't talking about fulfilling a functioning role of some kind. It's about praying with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and allowing the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion, the fellowship, and the power of the Holy Spirit to touch our lives. This was driven home to me this week. I already had my homily prepared for this week, but on Thursday, I am listening to Father Mike Schmidt's Bible in a Year podcast. In a couple days, I have listened to more than one episode, so I'm about 3 weeks ahead of where it actually should be. But on Thursday, Father Mike Schmitz read from chapter 46 of the Old Testament prophet Ezekiel. And in this chapter, He states, when you come in for worship, if you come in from the north door, north gate, leave by the south gate. And as Father Mike was reading that, I'm thinking, I wonder what's the relevance of that. Well, as soon as Father Mike finished reading and then he gave his commentary, he said, let's be clear. When we come to worship, we don't leave in the same way we came. But my dear people, if we are stuck in a rut, we can go through the motions week after week and leave just as we came. The rituals of the Catholic Mass are beautiful. But the challenge of ritual is that we know what's going to happen. You know the prayers by heart. You know when to sit, when to stand, when to kneel. You can do it without thinking. So my question then becomes, do we pray without really thinking? Because see, if we're coming here and we are being nurtured by the proclamation of God's sacred word, we're being nourished by the body and blood of Christ and the Holy Eucharist, we are equipped for mission. We're sent forth at the end of every Mass. And my question is, do we truly sense that we are changed after we have been here? The more I thought about that, the more it resonated with me. And so I am going to invite you and challenge you to go out of the church through a different door than which you came in. Now, obviously, here in the church by the baptismal font, we all come through those doors. But to the parking lot, we have doors over here, doors up there, a door over there, three different doors. Why would I ask you to go out a different door if your car's parked over here and I ask you to go out that door over there? Well, that's just a longer walk. I want the external action to remind you of the internal action. Are you different when you leave here at the end of Mass every week? Is the love of God growing in you? Is your appreciation for the Eucharist growing? Do you receive our Lord in Holy Communion more reverently? Is it changing and transforming your life? And so that is my invitation for 5 weeks. Enter through one door, exit through a different, because I want it to serve as a reminder for your internal conversion that the Mass changes us. And so as we get ready to continue on with today's Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, I want to ask you to just focus your attention on the altar for just a couple of moments. Place your cares at the foot of the cross, because this is the one sacrifice of Calvary made present to us. And allow God to touch you with His grace. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine.